Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wiggy being called fraudulent countless times on the Subaru of New England text line.
It's so fake.
You left your Sigmund Fraud. You left Bill Walton.
Yes.
And NFL Hall of Famer Bill Walton.
Yeah, when he was good at
Portland. He was the sixth man on the 86 team. You left him off of your list.
He averaged 8 points that year.
It doesn't matter.
When he was in Portland, he was good. When he got to the Celtics, he was a shell of himself.
These arguments are dumb anyway.
Stop it. I agree with Curtis.
But to suggest what many consider to be the best NBA team ever, along with the 95-96 Bulls, which is the 86 Celtics, who lost one game at home.
Yeah.
To suggest that this team would mop with them is...
Yeah. I'd
ridiculous.
Have to agree with Curtis because it's a different era. He averaged 8 points and won sixth man of the year.
Curtis, any media elites who listen to the show weighing in on this?
Yeah, well, my man Gasper says that Walton was sixth man of the year in 86. I would just put this to you, Greg.
Thank you.
How many people in the world are great at basketball today versus 1985-86?
So probably the exact same percentage of the population.
Really?
Yes.
So the amount of international players that were in basketball in the United States in 1986 is the same as it is now?
No.
It's not even in the same stratosphere.
And it hurts me, Curtis.
I know
it hurts
weeks,
me, but I agree with you.
But you just are a slave to the truth.
Yeah, I am on this one.
All right, Red Sox front office report right now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, joins us this morning. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Sam, like me, you grew up here, lived your whole life here, of a similar age. 1986 Celtics versus this team. Curtis brought this up. Who wins?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think this team. It's close, but I think this team, and it's a hard call. But these guys are unstoppable.
Greg on an island.
He's on an island. It hurts me, Sam, to agree with Curtis.
It hurts Sam more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have to agree with him.
Sam, Lucas Giolito expected to make his return next week. I thought it was really interesting, his interview with Mass Live, where he said he feels like he's been stealing money. The front office, I'm sure, doesn't feel that way, but for Lucas to feel that, what can you say about it?
Well, he has expressed that, and we understand that, but when you have an injury of his magnitude, it's part of the game. And we never in a million years would have thought that we would have ended up where we did with him, just given how much of a horse he had been throughout his career. So you can do all the due diligence you want, all the research, look at all the numbers, and injuries are just an unexpected part of the game. It's been brutal for him more than anything else, but we're excited to get him back. I think he'll go Tuesday night is the current plan, so it'll be great to see him back in action. And we just had Liam come back, same thing, and these guys do. They feel like they feel guilty. I've got a great relationship with Chris Sale. I can tell you he feels the same way, especially when you get to play in Boston, when you're not able to go out there and play in front of the best fans. It's brutal. So going to be excited to get him back.
Giolito, like Shime, apparently a huge Pokemon guy.
Really? That is something I know nothing about. Nothing.
A tattoo.
I can offer nothing on that topic.
Well, like most adults.
Not a Pokemon guy. Not a Pokemon guy.
I'd be happy to teach you, Sam.
I think he's busy.
I'll call you when I drop my other 947 hobbies.
Sounds good.
Speaking of things that were nice to hear, Garrett Crochet yesterday suggesting he would like more innings.
He's amazing. Let's keep him on a plan where he can talk about health, stay healthy throughout the whole year. But he's just been he's been incredible and bringing the leadership and the performance. And I know he said he doesn't feel like he's really found it yet, but great to be able to have him at the top of that rotation. And we need to win this series today. So let's get him out there doing what he does.
Sam, when you look at this, your team, it's frustrating a little bit because I think a lot of fans had higher expectations for a faster start. How do you not let, and I bet you guys probably believe the same thing, how do you not let those frustrations bleed into the clubhouse and then it affects you on the field?
It's a great question. Yeah, it's been a bit of an inconsistent start, I would say. And, you know, we have to remember we're like 15% of the way through the schedule, and I think in our last 10 games we're 7-3, so that's a good sign. And we got to get certain guys going. I mean, it's been great to see Tristan the last two nights. Feels like he's starting to find his swing. And we've had some guys out. We talked about injuries as part of it. We've got guys coming back, like Connor Wong and like Lucas, and Bayo getting back in is great. So hopefully things will start to pick up from here. But we have been inconsistent, and we hope to turn that around. And it's all about winning series. That's really what we have to focus on as we get into the earlier part of May.
Sam, what's the process like in figuring out the future and the arrival date of a guy like Roman Anthony? I mean, best prospect in baseball, is hitting like crazy in Worcester. Obviously, you know, many factors go into that. Could you give us some insight as to how you guys are preparing for his arrival this season?
Well, we just keep walking by Brez's office saying, come on, man, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Well, we said the same thing to him when he was on last week.
it's so exciting to have guys who are literally knocking on the door and trying to play their way into the big league lineup. I think the thing with him or anybody else, when you have someone who is in the sort of top of the minor league player development cycle, you want to make sure that they're fully ready, and when they come up, they're going to come up to stay. So when guys are performing who you already have at the big league level, you know, you do have a bit of a wait and see. So there's no magic to it. There's the old baseball thing. These things usually take care of themselves. I don't like saying that because that oftentimes results in an injury or someone underperforming. But it's been great to see, and I'm sure he'll be up sooner rather than later, but you never know, and that'll be a decision that Craig has to make, and he's got to navigate this over the weeks ahead.
In this day and age in baseball, do the economics play into it? Is there, you know, is it smart business to wait on him so you end up with a extra time on the end of the deal?
No, look, the best business is winning games at the big league level. I can tell you that nothing else matters. You can think about you know, roster construction as it relates to anything you need related to player development. But from a business perspective, winning games at the big league level is what it's all about. So to the extent anyone in our system that can help contribute to winning games at Fenway Park, that's what's best for business. We have to balance that with development and making sure that the guys are completely ready and that there's room, obviously, on the roster. So it's a good problem to have if you have guys performing and guys performing throughout the organization. But the most important thing for business, Greg, is winning baseball games at Fenway Park.
Sam, you brought up Tristan Casas. How long do you give a guy who is struggling like a leash of to go out there and continue to compete for his starting job when you maybe do have some other guys that are hitting the ball down at AAA?
You have to be patient as hard as it is. You know, and case in point, the last two nights at Fenway. But I'll tell you, like, he has looked better. I think he's finding his swing. He's been hitting the ball the other way, which is always a good sign for a left-handed hitter at Fenway Park. So you have to be patient. And you'll be rewarded for it. We have really strong conviction and belief in Tristan and his makeup and what he's all about. So you do need to be patient if the belief and the conviction in the player is there, and it certainly is with Tristan Casas.
All right, Sam Kennedy, as always.
Sam, before you go, I just wanted to congratulate you for once again being named one of Boston's most influential people.
Wow.
Okay. Yep.
They didn't pull my kids, I can assure you. I don't know where that came.
Number 25, not bad.
Yeah. Wow.
Out of 150.
It's climbing up the ladder. Yeah.
And Sam, Greg was 147 last year, not on it.
That was 146, Curtis.
Oh, sorry.
But I've lost some influence somehow. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You need to invest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's call for an investigation, Greg. That's criminal.
It's a bit of a fraudulent list. I hadn't noticed it until it was brought to my attention. But apparently I have slipped off of the list of the most influential Bostonians.
Yeah, Ken Laird, 149, so congratulations to him.
You know what would be great? Just get more controversial. Be tougher on the sports teams. Just say controversial things. It'll help. Yeah. You'll rock it. You'll go right to the top.
Yeah. No, certainly congratulations. And, while the rest of you are moving on up, I'm apparently going in the wrong direction. But,
right.
You know.
We'll get back next
Sam,
year.
Sam, I appreciate it. All right, we will talk to you again next week. And certainly, Courtney, thank you for bringing
attention
of the world. I appreciate
you
it.
You got to congratulate him.
Huh? Yeah, you got to do something.
What else could I do? How do you determine one's influence?
Bigger TV would help.
A difference?
Couple things. Like break something that's major news.
Right.
Okay.
Possible.
Well, I had a Bruin scoop recently. It didn't go the way I
thought. Yeah, but it didn't go their way.
Bad timing on that puppy.
You know.
And I hate to really, there was a bonus. They actually went 151 this year.
Oh, no,
and Mayor Wu's newest baby was 151.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's something
Let's never
that,
talk about this list
like,
again.
Where's something that's going to completely change the view on how people think of you? Like, wow, this guy is like fashion forward.
You think it's about my fashion?
Ooh. No, I'm just saying.
What about a diss track?
That could be it.
Yeah.
Into a beef.
Yeah, maybe Acrobatic can help me, and I can do a diss track against everybody else who's on the list.
Why don't you go after Hardy? Right. Like, we'll do morning radio war.
Karen Reed, number 150.
Right. Well, yeah, probably took my place. Jaylen Brown is way up there. Right.
20.
Wow.
Number 20.
Probably accurate.
Yeah. I think he should be higher. Wick Grosbeck, number one.
Wick is number one.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Good for Wick.
Okay.
And if all else fails.
Wick is number one and Greg's not on the list? How does that make sense?
And if all else fails.
I should be 1A. Right. I'm
you're Wick adjacent.
Right. He stopped short. You know what happens to me.
Hey, all else fails. Throw a sex tape out there.
Oh.
Leak something.
Okay, I just lost record.
Listen, that'll shoot you right to the top.
Yeah.
Leak maybe a shower photo.
508 texter says the Marconi bump didn't last long enough, Curtis.
I'm not taking a shot at Hardy. I love Hardy.
There you go.
It's also interesting, like Jonathan Kraft.
Who said you're taking a shot at Hardy?
Rather be golfing.
Oh, no.
I'd rather you were golfing.
Get out of the shower with the Marconi. and like slip, you know how Courtney did, like, but have it real be more of a pitcher we can see, and the Marconi is in the right place.
Or you could do like a tasteful centerfold where the Marconi is hiding your bits, but like, yeah.
But it can't be like, it has to be where it looks like he didn't know it.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That classic WAAF photo of you guys in the shower.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's not.
It was actually a television commercial.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, my fault.
That was back in the period of time in which radio spent money on marketing.
Right.
You remember that?
Oof.
Probably not.
I don't know if I was live for that.
Just one more. Philip Ng, number 16, the GM and CEO of the MBTA.
Wow.
Moving fast.
I can do nothing about when the trains do or do not arrive. So he probably deserves.
But they haven't been 16. Working.
Well, that's okay. That's why he has influence.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we will get to Hill Notes coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Celtics take game 2 against Orlando 109-100. Jason Tatum was out of this one. Jaylen Brown led the way. He led the guys with a double-double, 36 points and 10 rebounds. Kristaps Porzingis was behind him with 20 points. Now, Porzingis did go down after taking a hit to the head, resulting in a lot of blood. He took his free throw shots before heading to the locker room to get stitched up for a later return.
The guy is, the way he handled that, talk about somebody who has instant adoration of the fans here in Boston.
Yeah.
He plays to the fans so well all the time.
He does.
I love when you go there and you see him. He's always
always having fun.
Yeah.
He's
always got a smile on his face.
Yeah. Even when he was going out with all the blood everywhere, he's smiling, giving people high fives. I don't understand how an elbow to the forehead could result in that much blood, though. I understand an eye because it's like a little...
Long catches fingernails. You right. Probably long fingernails.
Yeah, it was an elbow.
But it catches you right there. You'll leak a little bit.
So the C's up 2-0 as the series heads to Orlando. Game 3 is tomorrow at 7. The Red Sox drop one to the Mariners, 8-5. The final at Fenway. Tristan Casas hit his second homer in 2 days. And Sean Newcomb won 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. The Sox will try to take the series today. First pitch at 1:35 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And happy draft day. Pats pick 4, and the excitement kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern in Green Bay. You can join Chime right here on EEI for a little draft party. And homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420.
Shime, you gonna flex and sit in the one seat tonight?
No, it's Arcan's late night show, so
But what if you were just sitting in the one seat when the show started? It would be uncomfortable to ask you to get out of it.
That's true. It would also be very difficult to move me out of it. I just sit there like a dead weight.
Okay, 8 o'clock start?
Yeah, 8 o'clock start. It's going to be a lot of fun. Me, Arcan, Mego, and Fitzy will be reacting to every draft pick all night long and being upset that the Patriots drafted Will Campbell.
And currently, quick, your top 5 mock-wise, what do you got?
Yeah, it's Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell.
Jackson Dart.
Nope, Mason Graham, 5 to the Jaguars. Ashton Jeanty seems to have gotten a lot of steam, but I'm sticking with Mason Graham.
Your guy, Tetero McMillan, is dropping like a rock.
That's not true, actually. He's second in odds to possibly go 5th to the Jaguars. It's either him or Jeanty.
Yeah, he's
like,
going to be in the 20s.
What about that?
He doesn't drop farther than 12 to the Cowboys.
What about the unnamed NFL executive who said that Shador's in-person interview was the worst in the history of interviews?
Yeah. Kurt, the smartest thing Chris Curtis has ever said was anything that comes out the week leading up to the draft is bogus.
Okay, so you don't buy that?
No.
So then hopefully I won't
Where
buy
Where was that after the combine?
He seems like a really humble guy to you, does he?
No, it's not that he feels humble.
Humble runs in the Sanders family. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Look, I think Shador is. It seems. I honestly think Shador seems like a great kid. I don't see an issue with him. I just think that's bogus.
Well, I'm not buying Will Campbell to the Patriots. Then, if Shine says don't buy a lot of this stuff, I'm not buying it.
All right, we'll be right back with Hill Notes next.